End Our Broadband Love series continues now. On Thursdays in June, we're looking at the world of online dating. I'd like to welcome back our guide for the month, Charles Orlando. For those of you who missed him last week, he's a relationship expert at yourtango.com and author of The Problem with Women is Men, Volumes 1 and 2. Today we're asking the questions, how do you choose the right dating site, a niche site or a general one, and do you need to pay for online dating or are the free sites good enough? Charles, welcome back. Thanks again for doing this with us.
My pleasure, Brian. Thank you for having me.
And listeners, our phones are open right away. Are you using a dating website that caters to a specific demographic? Let us know what it is and why you think that works for you. 212-433-WNYC. And the pay question, do you pay to use an online dating site or have you found that the free ones work just as well for you? 212-433-9692. And let's jump in on that cost and membership fees question. Charles, eHarmony boasts the highest membership rate in the country with over 20 million users. It can also cost up to $60 a month, depending on the length of the subscription. Meanwhile, while there are sites like OkCupid and Plenty of Fish that are completely free, should daters pay to use an online dating site?
It really depends, and I don't want to sound nebulous by saying that, but it does depend. I asked 500 of my fans at facebook.com/theproblemismen the same question, and what I found is that the free sites aren't just being well-received because they're free, but because they're so feature-rich. The overwhelming winner when I asked 500 people was OkCupid. With a user base of millions of people, they started in 2004, and it's really great value, pure transparency, and they have a really, really good search capability. Whereas you get into some of the paid ones, and they rely so much on their algorithms and their matching science that they don't provide a lot of searching. You have to rely on the templated approach to you put in your answers, someone else put in their answers, and now we're going to match you up. And
are there times that that's better?
Well, from what I've found, it's the questions. I've gone through all the questions on all the sites, and yes, you can find out a bunch about yourself, and there are some things that you can match up. But from my estimation, a lot of these questions that they ask are really focused on short-term satisfaction rather than a long-term relationship. They don't necessarily take into account how people change and grow over time. And some of the questions really kind of lend to the expectation that things should be perfect right away. And, of course, that's not the truth when it comes to any type of relationship.
Do you think people who pay to use a dating site are more invested in finding a partner than people who use the free sites, or shouldn't one come to that conclusion?
Well, that is where the science comes in. Those people are looking mostly for longer-term relationships, whereas you'll get a smattering of people on OkCupid or Plenty of Fish where they may be looking for something shorter-term. Someone who's paying, though, is definitely looking for mm-hmm. something for longer.
How do the free sites make money?
Well, they offer all kinds of different ways to add value, whether it's premium messaging, whether it's extended mailboxes, whether it's sending winks and virtual gifts. There's lots of ways that they're doing mm-hmm. it.
Let's take a call. Kathy in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi.
So what's your story?
So a couple years ago, I had just ended a very long-term relationship and was looking to just get out and meet people. So I signed up for a bunch of different sites, some free ones, some pay ones. And I ended up meeting my partner on a pay one, which is called How About We. And I found that I went on a ton of dates, and I found that the people who were on the pay sites seemed to be more interested in finding a long-term relationship mm-hmm. than the ones who are on the free sites. They seem to just be dabbling.
Interesting comparison and consistent with what Charles was saying. Thank you. 212-433-WNYC. Iggy in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, how are you, Brian?
Good,
thanks for
Iggy.
Taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
Well, I feel I've used both. I've used eHarmony, I've used, which I hated. I'm on Match now. Just because they renewed my subscription So I paid for it, and I thought, okay, I'll just let them get another 6 months. And I don't like Match very much, and I love OkCupid. I think it's just amazing. I mean, I think the interface on OkCupid rocks. I think the way that it sets up the beginning of the communication between you and the other person is really organic and easy, and mm-hmm. it works. Whereas on Match, if you send out a wink or something like that, you're kind of already turning people off. A lot of women have issues with you winking, but it's otherwise you've got to spend time emailing them and finding out if they're even interested, whereas Match just lets you say, hey, I like this person, and they don't even know that you said that. Then I think that what it does is it serves you up to the other person and lets them decide if they like you too. And then if you both kind of like each other, it ends up telling both of you, which is very... It just works very well as a way to start the conversation.
Thank you, Iggy. Thank you very much. That's going to be useful for people who are just starting on this to hear. Charles, recently online dating sites have started going offline. The first caller said she was using How About We, which simply asks users to post a date idea. The goal is for people to meet up quickly and avoid a long string of emails. Match.com has started promoting The Stir, which features planned events for singles. And we talked about this during our first week in the series. We asked listeners for advice, and something we heard over and over again was that people should try to meet up right away. So you like this trend toward, quote, offline online dating?
I do. I do, because it's very challenging to really get to know someone with ones and zeros, right? I mean, it takes away, as we talked about last week, it takes away all the body language that comes with it, all the subtle primal cues that come with courtship. There's no way to do that online. So, yeah, I mean, whether it's speed dating or whether you're setting up a fast 30-minute lunch to get to know someone, which is definitely my recommendation, it's a very safe date in the middle of the day that's not really a date, and there's no expectations attached to it, then, yeah, I mean, I think that the sites are headed in the right direction. But to give a little bit more commentary around OkCupid versus Plenty of Fish, one of the things that OkCupid does really, really well is that they look and feel just like Facebook, which lends themselves to being used very easily. They're very Web 2.0, I hate the term, but I'll say it anyway, a very Web 2.0 company, and they feel familiar, mm-hmm. Whereas Plenty of Fish is very much like a MySpace-ish. They have decent capability, but it doesn't feel right.
I want to get to the niche sites before we run out of time, but because eHarmony and Match have both been trashed, let me put Valerie in Waldwick on for just a minute, because Valerie, you met your husband through eHarmony and you were really happy with it? Whoops, hang on, we're having a little phone problem.
It's funny.
Go ahead, Valerie. Yeah, now we got you.
Yeah, we met, he was actually my only date on eHarmony, and I had been on the site for just 2 weeks. And on our first date, he had asked me, you know, why eHarmony? And for me, what I appreciated about it was, and this is addressed on the show, was that it was a paid site, and that they only matched you with the people that, you know, that answered the same questions on the test. I really appreciated that sort of vetting process, and I felt that it was a little bit more discreet, mm-hmm. and that not anyone can just find me on some dating site, because uh-huh. that wasn't something that I really felt the need to advertise to, you know, the entire...
Right, so that discretion and privacy and sense of security was important to you. Thank you. Thank you for adding that. That's really helpful. The niche sites, there are religion-oriented sites like JDate, or maybe that's more cultural, for Jews. There's Christian Singles. Just
right.
The other day, a new site for spiritually-oriented daters called Esso Dates, like esoteric, I guess, threw its hat into the ring. There are sites for people looking for someone in the military, sites for people who want to date millionaires. There are sites for animal lovers, vegetarians, book enthusiasts, and people who graduated from Ivy League colleges. Huh, I'm not going out with anybody who went to a state school. We even saw a site, Cupidtino, that is specifically for Mac users. So when does a niche site actually work for people?
Well, the niche sites, they try to provide the lowest common denominator for people to connect. So they're looking to speed up the process. They feel if they have something that's core to their life in common, then they can kick things off much, much easier based on that commonality. J-Date is definitely one of the most common Christian match you already talked about, or I'm sorry, Christian singles you already mentioned. But that's what they're looking for. So if spirituality is big in your life, those are places that you might take a look at. They do cost. You can join for free, but they do cost. And that's for someone who's really putting something at the top of their list, whether you're a Mac lover or whether you're a God lover. You can use those to find someone.
There's a clip. there's a quote from Charles Orlando for this week. Whether you're a Mac lover or a God lover, you can find some. All right, Joe in Marstown, you met your wife on a specialty site. Which kind of specialty site?
I met my wife through a site called Mit Mazel, which was a sponsored religious-based site.
And that worked for you. I guess that's a Jewish site, Mazel, as in Mazel Tov?
Yes.
And what was the first word?
Mit, M-I-T. It means with, or with luck, essentially.
Ah, Mit, right. I was stuck on Romney there, and I was thinking, wait, what does Mit have to do with Mazel? He hopes he has Mazel in November. Joe, thank you very much. And I guess we're going to leave it there for this week with Charles Orlando, relationship expert at yourtango.com and author of The Problem with Women is Men, Volumes 1 and 2. Charles will be back next week to wrap up the series by focusing on your online dating questions. We'll take all kinds of stuff next week. Charles, great job. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brain Lehrer and WNYC.